This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Oh, man. All right. It's 9:20, and it's time. We're very late because Lovitz was God today. I absolutely love every second of John Lovitz popping in.
Yeah, I loved everything about him apart from that dog that was in when I came
Jerry,
in.
Jerry, yeah. Jerry the dog was here, which kept you away.
Well, you know.
That's why you were skittish.
Yeah.
I was just a little bit like, okay. I mean, I thought he was hilarious on air, and he was hilarious in the corner of the studio. And I was sitting there thinking I could actually, the off-air banter... I could listen to this all day, but there's a dog in the corner.
Right.
Which was making me feel a little... And you know, as I've said many times on this show, size doesn't matter. And I know how those dogs' minds work.
Yeah.
So the longer...
You do?
The longer I'm sitting here feeling uncomfortable,
the more
chance he's going to smell my fear.
Time,
Jerry. Jerry Lovitz, the dog.
That dog was like 5 pounds.
Yeah. Did you just hear me 10 down? Seconds ago? I said size doesn't matter,
boy,
please.
It mattered this weekend, though. We'll get into that in a second.
Try and keep up at all times.
Follow the bouncing ball.
You are a big puss.
Hold on. It is kind of a puss move to be afraid of.
You can level all of that at me regarding the dog phobia. Yeah. I own that.
You must own that.
You could drop kick that dog if he came at you.
I don't think it's a fear of being attacked. It's a fear of it knowing too much.
It's
like that's the only thing you can be afraid of.
It sees my
it's the
soul.
Only possible thing you could be
maybe,
scared of.
Maybe I've never because I've never managed to rationalize it, but there may be something in that because you think, well, you don't know what they're thinking because they can't talk to you,
right?
Can they?
No,
it's
but they are thinking.
Cannon.
But you assume they're thinking with the cognitive reasoning of a person.
I don't know what I assume, but I know this. I know this. It don't matter what that dog could have been. A Doberman, could have been a German Shepherd. I would have been as uneasy as I was. As it being
that
a,
makes sense,
but yeah, they're
no,
big
no, no,
attack
no, but
dogs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, but the size doesn't matter. No. That dog could quite easily have fit into an old lady's handbag. It was one of those.
It's
types
the same
of dogs.
Discomfort, no matter what.
It was like
on.
It was like a dog designed for a
you're
lady.
Nuts.
Yeah, I wonder how much it has to do with your English upbringing because dogs were
banned.
Plague. Well, they were also
the
eaten.
Plague.
But the plague. They used the dogs to get the rats out of your house. They get the Cairn Terriers
right.
and the Scotties.
I would love it.
It was bred into Ian.
I would love
I think it was bred. Like, if you see a dog, you've got a house full of plague rats.
I would love it if I go to some sort of like sham hypnotist, like palm reader person who goes, oh, I think the problem here is that you're connecting it with the plague. Now, I can solve your dog phobia, but it will require 35 visits to my office to do the hypnotism because we can only go back so much time on one session.
Yeah.
After 35 sessions, we may have regressed to the plague. And the point at which you see London Bridge is burning down, and he'll get one of those little sets that plays it on a, like, a jingle.
Yeah, there you go, in the background.
Albin.
Then suddenly, at the point it's going, ding, 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 I will bring in 5 Rottweilers and you will remain calm. And
it
will,
and it will
only cost you $5,000.
You know, that voice
and
right
don't
there.
Be alarmed because midway through you're going to have a boil on your neck. Come off from the plague.
That's true. The plague will be what you'd be afraid of. That voice right there, off the air, Lovitz and I were talking about he's friends, or he interviewed Gary Busey, and we were exchanging. Brady had us. We all have a story about the times we chatted with Gary Busey, or I had a friend who did it. And he said he thinks he's brilliant. And I said, I bet with an English accent, everything Gary Busey says, transcribed and read by Ian, would actually come across
make
as quite brilliant.
Sense.
Yeah. But it's because it's Gary Busey that you see him and you hear him going, the words that you hear always go. And when you see it in the teeth and all,
that's what he's doing.
Because Lovitz said during his podcast interview with him, he'd start going, well, it's been nice to meet you, John.
We should do that as an experiment. The only time Gary Busey appeared sane was when he was on Celebrity Apprentice with Meatloaf.
Yeah.
If you put Meatloaf in the same room, Busey appears sane.
True.
But no, that could
I think
work.
We're going to do that. We're going to have you read Gary Buseyisms.
With
your English
accent.
His most
recent commercial that he's doing we played. He was recording some spots.
Oh, he's
last
doing
week.
The thing for the.
A PSA, wasn't it?
Yeah, I forget what it was.
Yeah.
PSA.
No, we could make it sound like it was almost from a medical journal.
None
I
of this
think.
Matters anymore. You topped and rock bottom Will all weekend. You're back together. You're in love again.
No, say it's
that's
not
right.
True.
Will is back.
And Will is Pills back. Was on fire in Preston.
And if I remember correctly, there was a
Kingman.
There was a somewhere up north, but it doesn't really matter what the location.
It kind of does because I have so much to say about Kingman.
Yeah, Kingman's a weird place, right? Did you see any of it?
Oh yes.
No kidding. You guys left the room.
Yeah.
We just carry Will around?
Because like the text
said,
wait a minute, you want him back and you took him to Kingman?
No, he lives in
from Kingman.
That's his house.
From
his
Kingman.
Place. He's yeah. He's the Kingman cowboy.
Well, yeah. Keep him out of there. He doesn't want to go back.
That's,
well,
why, no, he's, that's why he's coming back.
At one point at the end of the weekend, he said, I'm glad you come up here because now you've seen Kingman for sort of 48 hours. It kind of explains a lot about how I am and the background. I'm
very
like,
true. I mean, I'm not gay, but if I lived in Kingman, I'd take it in the ass for a few weeks to get a free place to stay that isn't in Kingman. And that's all Will's doing.
Okay. It is, you know what?
You're totally right. That was four. You almost started doing Brady there. You started four different sentences. None of them ended.
John, that was a very funny joke.
That's not because of the joke. It's because it's not a joke. It's a reality.
That was a very funny joke. The funniest jokes are observational comedy, right?
It's very true.
There you go.
I didn't observe it. No, let's not get that straight. I just imagined it from your graphic detail.
I know what it is.
What do you mean my graphic detail? I've given
all
you
the
no
details.
Graphic
oh,
detail.
Yesterday, you told me he texted you and said, I'm surprised I can walk. That's graphic detail, buddy.
That's detail.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. You guys are getting too close.
That what happened?
So, no, I agree.
What happened? Too much hiking?
We did do the hiking. This is part of my story.
He was running away from you. That's called.
So,
that's not hiking. That's an escape.
He was like, yeah, if I do one of the hiking trails that actually involves rock climbing, Ian won't be able to keep up because he can only do difficult walking. That's my idea of hiking. I'm like, difficult walking? Don't put any rock climbing in.
Yeah.
When I get up to Kingman on Friday and he says, there's a dive bar downtown, and I'm assuming like this is just the one dive bar. So I'm like, okay.
Right.
He said, we got lift up here now, and I went, wow. I didn't think there was going to be Wi-Fi. You know, I didn't think I was going to get any phone signal.
It's not that bad.
Well, you say that. Yeah. So I order a lift, right? And I'm like, tell me the address of where we're going. So I put it in. And it comes up, it's going to be $25. And I said, are we still going to be in Kingman by the time we get to this dive bar? He goes, it's 5 minutes down the road. And the reason why it's $25 is because Kingman, on a Friday night, has one Lyft driver. I was like, oh my God. I literally am in the middle of nowhere. And he's so much the one Lyft driver. He comes to pick us up. So we drive all of 5 minutes down the road on the $25 Lyft ride, right? And when we get to the front of the dive bar, he says, I don't know, it's like 10 o'clock or something. And he goes, I'm going to be out for a few more hours if you guys need a ride back. And I'm like, suddenly I feel like I'm in It's a Wonderful Life where George Bailey's got that one cab driver that drives him around. What's it called in It's a Wonderful Life? Place?
Bedford Falls.
Bedford Falls. Yeah. I'm like, we're in Bedford Falls without the snow. There's one cab driver. And then because Lyft is obviously new, and I think the internet may be new in Kingman too, right? He says, I'll be out for a few more hours if you want to get a lift back. And then he goes, just in case, I'll give you my card.
No kidding.
Of course. He's a monopoly.
Yeah,
I was expecting him to go, I don't trust this internet thing. I know you managed to get me by sending me a message, but
Split it with Lyft when you can just get these idiots to pay you drunk on the way back?
I guess so. That was the one thing. And so I was like, okay, all right. And then the other thing I noticed, everywhere we went, be it the entrance to the hotel, when I switch on the TV in the hotel room, any of the bars, Fox News is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like it's the
Kingman
only channel.
Kingman is the king of Fox News.
it really is. So we're going around everywhere, and the next day, I said, you know what? I'm going to wear an Iron Maiden T-shirt while we go out and about. See the reaction I get. We're in a Cracker Barrel because that's what you do in Kingman,
right?
There's a lady who's serving us, and I swear she must be about 70 at the checkout. She goes, that's a good T-shirt. I love Iron Maiden. Will looks at me and goes, we're with your people. Now let's see who we meet. Now let's see who we meet on the hike, right?
Right.
So we go on the hike, and there's like not many people out there. And we're going up the trail, so on and so forth. And he's kind of giving me the lowdown about how he's the only person who voted Democrat in the whole of Kingman. All of Kingman, all this kind of stuff. And we meet this husband and wife who like join us on the trail as we're getting to the top. And they start off. Kind of like, they were a bit, you're from that British land.
Yeah, you're from the wrong island.
We don't get many accents around here. So, you know, I kind of lay on how much, you know, I'm, you know, in line with their political side of
things. That's your shield.
Right.
It is my shield.
Yeah,
is
you should just wear a Trump shirt every day.
And King will remind you of England.
I'd remind you, Eric, I was doing quite good with my maiden shirt.
The men's are
70-year-old lady at Cracker Barrel was like,
Trump, but on top of the mountain, it would have been great to go, don't worry, I hate Mexicans too. Don't worry about it. We're in the same boat. I'm in the same hills.
So we get to the top of the mountain, right? Well, we're getting near to the top of the mountain. And it's kind of, I'm like, oh, this is all right. And then suddenly he's like, so, you know, the thing about the aliens when they come here. I'm like, what?
Whoa, that's a way to break the ice.
So, and then we get to the top and they've got the, I guess, their radio towers, whatever they are, because we're at one of the highest points of Kingman. And he starts telling me about how the messages
are coming in.
And I'm like, and I said to him, you know, like, you're a better hiker than I am. I'm really enthusiastic to get down this trail the fastest you've ever seen me move. And he goes, like I was saying, your people.
Yeah, no
he goes,
kidding.
You don't want to stop and ask them if they want to come to Iron Maiden's tour next year?
This is an actual quote from people from Kingman, no joke, off of Sacha Baron Cohen show. Wait, hold on a second.
Oh, I remember seeing remember the, yeah, when they went to the town hall, right?
This is an actual quote.
You come down here and open your mouth and say this kind of shit in front of us, Arizonites, somebody's going to get hurt.
They don't even know where they are.
I know.
That's
and,
the best.
And you know, the greatest thing was before we met the alien people going up the trail, Will gave me like the best punchline to my whole kind of Kingman experience when I was kind of getting to terms with the fact that, by the way, everything on a Saturday closes at 2 o'clock, like the few shops that they've got.
In the daytime?
Yeah,
Siesta?
I was like, "This what? No, goat? Maybe some goat sacrificing? I don't know." But as you're wandering around, I was suddenly thinking, like, "Oh my god, I feel like I'm 5 years old, and it's mid 1980s England again." Because in England, if you opened a shop on a Saturday, it was only for a half day. Nothing was open on Sunday, and because you opened on a Saturday morning, you closed on a Wednesday afternoon. So we're walking down Kingman downtown, Kingman as he calls it, right? Half of it's there's no shops in there. Most of them are closed because it's like
you guys
after,
are antiquing.
After
this is the gayest weekend ever.
He's just showing me Kingman, right?
Ugh.
And then he says to me, "You know, Tesla almost moved in."
That's true.
What?
What is it? The delivery company has an airport there.
He was like, "Yeah, but they kind of screwed it up." I went, "Oh, all of the," I said, "Imagine the coffee shop may have stayed open past one if Tesla's employees were here." I said, "Well, maybe for a second go around, has anyone ever thought about inviting the band Tesla? That might be a second like good go, perhaps.
Could kick back in,
maybe."
Were you guys really climbing that mountain to you know, on top?
What?
So you get to look down on Kingman.
We did look down on Kingman.
I bet you did. I mean, were one of you standing straighter than the other? Was one standing straight and the other? Were you making the 90 degree?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. And then those stupid alien people.
With the alien people up the top, are you kidding me?
Well, you were hoping nobody else was up there.
Well, I was kind of hoping nobody else was up there after I'd met the people on the ground.
Right.
I mean, you don't want to meet the people where the altitude is higher. It gets worse.
Yeah. So he's moving back.
Eventually.
Well, how soon?
I don't know how soon. He's got work and stuff up there.
He's got to quit that.
It's coming to
work. He's an artist.
Yeah, but they have to do real work on the side.
No, they can't make money being an artist, so he's got a job. He can quit.
There's
and get
a ton of business for flying
tables
saucers
here.
And paintings, all sorts of that.
He can wait tables here. He can quit his job.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, get him down here.
All right. We did discuss.
I miss Will. Will's fun.
Okay, yeah, well, Will will come back. He did say, "Oh, I miss Megan."
Yeah, I know. I'm sure of that. I don't, and me, it's not. I just stare at him and go, "Really? How do you do it?"
And if you get him back here, he'll actually realize he could do much better.
Oh, yeah, no. That's his plan, Eric. Yeah. Don't reveal
get
that.
Get him back here.
But in the meantime.
And Kingman, he's not doing any better.
In the meantime, Ian's going to ragdoll him until he gets tired of it.
It's fun weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
if there in fact is a wedding, I'd like to be part of it.
Right, yeah.
There's a wedding.
I don't mean to invite my...
Oh, no, I'm inviting him. I'm going to show up either way.
Okay. Will come to his senses eventually.
Yeah,
come
I
on.
Hope so.
Are you not hashtag Team Will anymore?
Oh, I'm still Team Will. He'll realize
it. Okay, tomorrow.
He's just going through a little spell.
All it's going to take is September 2019. That's when it's all going to
Before
end.
Iron Maiden's show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. So when we were sort of reconciling, I said, "Well, I have to tell you something."
Uh-oh.
I said,
Maiden
have got 3 months of touring in the States next year. And he went, "Oh, where?" And he went, Well, I can go if you need me to.
He's leaving in June.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's out.
I said to him, I said, we did use the joke on air that it all went wrong before because you couldn't cope with 3 months of them on YouTube when they toured when they toured Europe and the UK last year. So,
Wait, you're so goofy you travel with them all over?
Oh, yeah.
No. I'll go to some dates, yeah.
That's it.
Here.
Yes.
But last year they were in the UK and Europe. So
this year,
I could only watch it on YouTube. Yeah,
you went to Vegas and you went to you followed them around pretty good.
I've already seen I can do Vegas and LA for this year as well because they're on a weekend. That's exciting. Great. Yeah. So and then he was when we were going up the trail. We'll get into spots in a minute.
Yeah.
when we were going up the trail,
what does he care? It's not his station.
Well, in this case, I'm not paying for him when they go over. This is Ian's.
Yeah, you can take it out of his
you're checking in on this.
He was like, "Well, yeah, I do some Iron Maiden." He goes, "You know, they've got log cabins up on the trail here." I was thinking we could do a weekend in one of them, and I went, "Well, Airwolf lived in a log cabin," and he went, "Who?" And I went, "Isn't it great to be back with me?"
Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah, ending.
And he just recently discovered FETV on
Discovery. Oh,
spots
yeah.
on TJ Hooker and Heart to Heart.
We were watching TJ Hooker and Heart to Heart.
Will's
and then
like,
what was
am
that show I discovered that's like the Golden Girls?
Maude.
But not. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. Oh, really?
There was how gay was this weekend? We reconciled and then watched the show with.
Jesus. Did you talk about other D's? How many other D's did he get?
Right.
Did he dive in?
Anyway,
we've got
to get
D's?
To the spot.
Yeah, we got to get to the
spot. Do you think anyone else is gay in Kingman? Are you crazy?
Well, then how does he know he's gay?
He went outside of Kingman. He probably went to Vegas.
Yeah, he probably drove over to that to London Bridge. That's a couple hours away.
No, we've done that before.
I bet.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to get to the spot.
Yeah, we got to get to the spot.
We got to celebrate my football.
That's right. 4-0.
And then
Ian was 4-0 last week.
And then Eric can put his T-shirt on.
There
DK, thank you. I've given them the T-shirt.
We'll get into that in a second.
How many D's for you? All right, while that's you enough. Broke up.
What?
We'll get into that
Here's
too.
Here's the spots. Yeah.
We're gonna do the spots, but before that, think about how many sexual partners you've had, and that's the exact number your mom's had. We'll be right back. it's true. It's 98 KUPD. Hellestray is coming up next. The healing. You're gonna love this.
It's out of control now.
All right, here we go. Very late. It's Lovitz's fault still, and then Ian a little bit, and then Will to a certain extent. For
He's
causing,
not even here.
I know, causing the stories. Everybody who's here now is sponsored. Now you got Dale Hellestray brought to you by our friends over at Sanderson Ford. Dale, welcome. Hang on. Sorry, I didn't turn you on.
Yeah, that's always nice.
You feeling better?
Hanging in there, Johnny. Right, hanging in there.
It's like a busted ankle or something. Yeah.
He needs that kick. He needs that kick.
I get that going. And, of course, Will is brought to you by... That's
Vialafil.
Right. Vialawil. Tesfagain and Vialafil. Will is the only person that doesn't like that Ian likes Vialafil.
Well, I discovered it this weekend.
That's right. So you get that Tesfagain and Vialafil going at the same time.
It gets a lot going. It's like my antenna is up and sending out signals.
I've been talking about this for the longest time. ZMANow.com. If you go there, John20, you put that in there and you get 20% off the whole deal. Trust me on this one. And Will.
Yeah.
Trust me and Will and Ian and Megan, I guess, to a certain extent. This stuff works. Turns you into a teenage boy. It's just nuts. It's a great time. Your testosterone drops naturally as you go, so you can get a little booster. It helps you produce testosterone.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
And the testosterone one's good for if you're working out and stuff like that as well.
It's all natural. It's all good stuff.
Take it at night. Wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Feeling rested and ready to go.
I like it.
I woke up in the morning feeling rested and ready to go on Kingman.
And Will was just not that. ZMANow.com. Trust me, it's not as hard as you think it is, Dale.
Could you please do this before I come into the room?
It's by design, my friend.
Yeah.
To make Dale even more
it's
uncomfortable.
A new way forward.
About how Randy, the fired
I up. I was telling Will about the different products they've got, and he was like, wow, by Christmas they're going to make you a new man.
Build a new man.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It is amazing. I've been doing it for a while. It's just...
You don't realize how much better stuff can work.
It works.
It's like having a full oil change for your motor.
What you don't realize...
My motor was running.
...is how poorly it was working.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. You thought you were doing all right? You get that teenage thing back. It's outstanding. Anyway, Dale, you should work on that.
My gas is now fully leaded.
I tell you, that's right. You're no longer...
John, haven't you always had a little self-doubt about how you work down there?
Absolutely.
You've had to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I still, even with this stuff, don't think I'm using it right.
I don't know why I'm rubbing it in my eye.
You know how good it is, because every so often Megan will send a text message going, make sure you get more Vialafil. Yeah, don't come exactly. home without it.
It's very true. It's like, oh, you still got that stuff? The other night, she came over with the bottle and put it next to the bed. Like, I see.
Just saying.
All right. Yeah. That's amazing. ZMANow.com. They bring you Ian on Thursdays, and then they bring Pain to Will all weekend long. Are you ready for the football picks?
Oh, Dale, what's going on?
Cowboy versus reverse cowboy.
I mean, I
cowboy.
Know you're not right in the head, and now your foot's falling off, apparently.
Let
and,
me get
and
it.
This, is this affecting your picks?
Hey, well, this Xylophil helped my foot.
It's not Xylophil, it's Vialafil.
Vialafil.
It'll harden your foot.
The testosterone yeah. stuff, I think, could definitely be good.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's
because it helps you heal faster.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you can heal at this point.
Yeah,
certainly
okay.
in terms of the picks, I don't know if you can heal at this point.
Yeah, you'll be
It's always better to be humble, Ian. Be humble.
2 weeks ago, right. this was, oh, it's a yeah. long season. Yeah. There's
yes.
a way to go.
How about this, though, Dale? You picked two games last week, and you were wrong on both of them. It's the first time in the history of picks that two games you chose,
right.
the team you picked against scored 50 or more points.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Dale, I have to admit, Dale,
it's a hellish blessing.
Yeah. I didn't see any football last week because I was busy, but I had Vialafil in one hand and my phone in the other, and I was like, "What is the score of this Saints game?" Yeah. And he chose them to lose.
He chose the Panthers to beat the Steelers.
I did,
and the Bengals to beat the Saints. Both times, the winning team was over 50 points. Try to straighten that out.
I think I will.
All right, let's get to it right now. The first one, who do you want to go first, Ian?
I'll go first.
All right, Packers at Seahawks, it's tonight.
Is Seahawks, is they're loud, right? Is that they're known for being
That's
loud.
What they're known for, the Seahawks M loud.
All right, you can laugh at me, Eric, but who's winning? In fact, Eric, whose side are you on? Are you
I kicked your ass last year in the picks.
So are you back on my side of the fence?
I have to be. I mean, he's awful. Right. I have to be.
Wow.
It's true. That's a good way to do it. You're jumping ship because your team sucks. That's...
I'm going Seahawks.
All right. Dale?
I got to go Seahawks, too, at home.
Does that make you nervous, Ian, that Dale picked the Seahawks? That's usually a
You can change, note. Ian.
Yeah.
He's hoping.
Oh, you can't. Don't Mike Pence him. He can, oh, your football picks. He's not changing.
With therapy, you can change.
Cowboys at Falcons. Dale.
You know what? It's one of two things. Either the Cowboys have found the magic formula or it was a mirage.
I thought he was going to say it's one of two things. It's either the Cowboys or the Falcons. We know that.
Dak magic. Dak magic,
you go
Dale.
Dak magic?
I think the Cowboys are good. I don't think the Falcons are very good.
At home, the Falcons can't lose. Outside of Atlanta, they can't win.
They did pile on.
But the Cowboys just won their first road game. Yeah. They're on a roll.
Falcons just lost to the Browns.
But the Falcons have got that dome, right, where they play.
That's
their...
So who are you taking?
Would you go? You going Cowboys?
Yes.
I'm going Falcons.
Right, there's our first dismissal.
There we go.
Here we go.
You got to stop throwing the Cowboys at him because you know his heart isn't...
Come on. This is easy. All right. Are you cheering for me to lose?
I want you in that dress. I have made no bones about who I want to win this.
Just be nice until it comes
but
time.
I'm telling you the
truth. We want you in a dress so bad, this is probably too modern a reference for you to get, but I've started texting John calling you Daria.
Yeah, I don't know that.
That's
you can look that up.
Yeah.
She's
Daria.
She's a cartoon.
Yeah. All right, how about this one? Texans at Redskins. Ian?
Texans have won, right?
I didn't like that at all. Dale?
Texans. I'm going Texans. Okay. Texans are on a winning streak, yeah?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're on a win streak. They're not going to finish the season on a win streak. It's in Washington. I think Alex Smith finds a way.
Oh, man. Terrible.
Man, you're in trouble.
That's a bad one.
Does that mean he's going Redskins?
And here we go. The game that got flexed into Sunday night. Like Will got flexed into so many things this weekend. Bears taking the Vikings in Soldier Field.
Big game. Big game.
Dale, I'll start with you.
Well, other than the fact that the Vikings quarterback has I think he's won two or three games against plus 500 teams.
Yeah.
And it's in Chicago. I still have my doubts about Trubisky, but I think Chicago finds a way.
All right, Chicago. He's going with the Bears. He's going with the Bears.
The Bears.
He's jinxing the Bears.
52-10 Vikings. This is your most exciting game, Ian. The Vikings versus Bears. That's like a night of the bar.
Because the Bears haven't played a team anywhere near this good, right?
That's true.
No, the Vikings haven't either.
No, the Vikings have not played. They've played a better schedule, but not much.
But on a consistent level or lack of consistency, the Bears are worse.
They're pretty even up.
They're even.
All right, so you're going Bears?
Yes.
All right, I'm going Vikings.
There we go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Would you rather be the other way around?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. There you go.
Gail all right. likes a bear.
Well, there you go. There you go. If you were gay, Dale, would it be bears or twinks?
You'd have to explain to me the difference.
A bear is a big hairy fella.
Yeah.
Like Brady.
And a, yeah, like Brady's a bear.
So Brady's a bear.
And a twink would be like Larry.
Anybody at Old Daisy.
He's a thinner. Oh, yeah, yeah. Dustin, I was going to just point out the closest guy. Larry would be more twink than bear, correct?
Well, if you're
pretty hairy.
From Dale to Larry, if that's the scale,
like yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like if you throw them around and you can hit them.
Right.
That's you, what twinks
so you
are.
Hit twinks?
Uh-huh.
You are dominate you a twink?
No.
You dominate
the twink.
Not always.
But yeah.
Are you a twink?
No, he's a bear. No,
you're a bear?
He's just a top.
Oh.
What
he's,
are you?
He's the jack of
what
clubs.
What do you call you? I know, Richard. It's interesting.
I'm unique.
He's unique.
Ooh. Yeah, I was going to say, you fit into no category.
I know. That's what baffles you every week.
You know who Johnny...
this is why your head's hurting. You're getting more confused every Thursday.
You know who Johnny Weir is?
Johnny Weir. He's that ice skater?
Yeah, that's a twink.
Boy, that's the...
That's a quintessential
that is. Twinks are like aspiring to be him.
So him and Brady would get together.
You had
together.
To choose.
Yes.
Who you choose?
Wow, imagine that.
Hey, so opposites attract.
He's called me before.
Did you know yeah. Did you know Jeff Rohrer?
Jeff Rohrer.
The gay cowboy?
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys.
I did not. He was gone before I got there.
Oh, okay. Was that because you wouldn't tolerate it?
not in my locker room.
Not in so many words.
I'm just saying. Well, there you go. I'm just asking. There's a cowboy came out gay.
Oh, really?
An older one. Never heard of him.
A footballer.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. We're talking about how gay everything is. There you go. It's Cowboy versus Reverse Cowboy. Ian is killing you. This week is we're getting into magic number stuff after this one. So you got to win this weekend, Dale.
I'm looking forward to it.
But it's not going to happen.
So am I.
Those picks.
Here comes the kick.
There you go. It's 98 KP. Entertainment drill coming up next.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Let's get the heck out of here, shall we? It is time for Brady to entertain us all as we close up this Thursday. And it's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com with the gifts of safety in a stocking. It's pretty darn cool. Home of Tactical Black, and they're doing Tactical Black Friday next week. Go to ReactDefense.com. Find out how you can get involved in what I consider the greatest workout I've ever had, most fun I've ever had, and I'm actually learning some skills that could save my life or someone else's I care about just by going down there and learning a little bit of the Tactical Black stuff. It's great. You're going to love it. And give the gift of Tactical Black Friday. ReactDefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
When Sam Raimi got the gig directing the first Spider-Man movie, yep. He didn't want to put Stan Lee in because he said Guy can't act.
Well, yeah.
But Marvel insisted. Sam says it was after the fact he put him in. So it's one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Not a soul cares if Stan Lee could act or not. Yeah. He never played a character anyway. He was always just, there's the Stan Lee cameo. Did you see in Australia they thought Spike Lee died?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I saw a lot of people, sad when anyone dies, but old people die. He got to 95.
Yeah, that's a win.
There's a guy who works down a hall called Talbin, and he went, oh, did you hear about Stan Lee? And I said, yeah, but he's had a good life. And he went, oh, 95. And I said, are you expecting to get to 95? Because Talbin, when the Steelers win, I don't know if you're going to make it till the end of Monday. and you're going, only 95?
Talbin's going to struggle at 55.
95 is a good age. I don't know if I'd want to live that long.
I don't
want to
go
so,
that
you know.
I do not want to live that.
We had another celebrity death. Little House on the Prairie star Catherine Scotty McGregor. She was Nellie Olson's mom.
Harriet
Olson.
She's dead. I thought she died years ago. Wow. She just didn't want to be in a world without Stan Lee.
Yeah.
That's usually what that is.
Talking of celebrity deaths, I saw today, it's a bad day to get married, apparently. So Robert Blake married his wife, the one that...
Bonnie Lee.
Yeah, today. And Shatner married his wife, the one that drowned today. I don't know if there's something that's, what's in that. Remember
something,
when I saw
if it's your anniversary.
Something in the water. Well, I'm just saying. Yes, definitely. Oh, look at that.
Something in the it's my wife.
The first time, when I remember switching on the news, I was in LA when that happened, and he was by the pool in tears, Shatner. Yeah. And I thought, oh my God, this is a Columbo I've never seen. Oh no, it's real life. Oh, it's actually a bit sad. Seriously, that happened.
I can't get to it. This is at the very deep end. Dive in. But my hair. I can't save a life because of my toupee.
It was a bad game of Marco Polo.
Send someone quick. I can't get in the water. It's deep.
I can't go under.
Last thing he said was, Marco.
It would have been horrible. He'd go under, and he's more worried about his toupee coming off.
Yeah.
It's not water safe. I'm not a duck.
You got to catch the TJ Hookers on the FETV.
Well, this is the thing. When I was in Kingman at the weekend, I discovered FETV because I don't have DirecTV. FET, Cox Cable, if you're listening, I want FETV
on.
On
it. Yeah.
Because I was paying a little bit of attention.
You got a lot of mod.
Well, I got a lot of mold.
Yeah.
When Will and I were having fun with the
I went TJ Hooker, Heart to Heart, to Live PD.
Right, I went Matlock.
What in the hell is happening?
TJ Hooker, Heart to Heart, I think.
Yeah. The Heart to Heart.
And then the mold show came on, which I'd never seen before. And I was like, hey, Will, hang on a minute. This is like two Golden Girls in something that looks like the Golden Girls, but it's not. And he went, yeah, I went, we have to stop Wikipedia this. I need to know what it is.
And so Will said,
you want me to Wikipedia what now? Really?
See how I said you can you can hear that joke again on the podcast when we post it tomorrow. John does that joke a lot.
I did that joke yesterday in the podcast. And then they watched it so much, Will knows the theme song to Maud.
You know who does know the theme song to Maud? It was John. Because I text Will yesterday. I said, hey, John sang me the entire Maud theme song. He knows it.
Yeah.
And he went, oh my God, really?
Yeah. Is this always
You're still full. I'll call you later.
Thanks, Viola Phil.
Yeah. Viola Phil will.
We need to put a tap on you like a tree in Vermont.
Oh, my. The podcast will be up tomorrow, by the way. We were a bit behind this week because of technical stuff, but it's
impossible.
John talks in that voice for an entire hour. New podcast coming tomorrow.
Last things.
Gross.
Emma Stone is topless for the first time in her new movie.
Oh.
The Favorite.
Not sure I want to see that.
She and Rachel Weisz are trying to win the queen over. So there's a scene where they're in the bed with the queen.
Together?
Yep.
Oh. Rachel Weisz doing the nudity again?
Oh, yeah.
She's a little old.
I know, but she's still great. There was a movie. Her and Daniel Craig did that movie years like 2002 or whatever, and it was on the other night. And I'm like, oh. Because it was when she was young. She's running around in a nightie. And so I did a Wikipedia search real quick to see if she gets naked, and she didn't. Turned it.
But she's the one he's married to her, right? No? Yeah.
I think in real life they're still married.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
And the last thing, MTV.
And so, like, average. Like, you look at her, and it's like nothing striking, but she's just beautiful.
The Mummy. She made that movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And she never looked better than she did in About a Boy. Because it's just her being a normal person. And
yeah.
And it's like, man, she just melts you.
Easy on the eye.
Very.
That's what I said. Easy on the eye.
And MTV's bringing back Spring Break.
Oh, good. Just in time. I hope with the original
There's two
people.
Versions.
I hope it's all the first, the first crew of Spring Breakers, all 44 years old.
You might have to throw down to that just to
Remember. Yeah. God, I used to toss to that constantly.
Oh, my God.
I just heard, hey, it's Bill Bellamy up here at the beach. Like, oh, let me get my dick out.
Yeah. Where are my parents?
Oh, nobody's right. Home.
Nobody's here.
Sweet.
Spring Break!
What was that guy named John Senata or whatever, the other dude that had the long kind of, he looked like he was a member of Pearl Jam, but he'd just stand there and interview girls in bikinis on the beach constantly, and I was just wrecking stuff.
They would try to outdo each other with their,
oh yeah,
throwing their asses around.
That wasn't
you weren't watching it on MTV going, but I want the new Foo Fighters video.
Not at that point. I was allowing them everything but music. At that point.
Yeah.
That was appointment watching that spring break.
And it was a week's worth of it. I was like, God.
The better part, Daytona Beach.
Once they recognized that spring break wasn't the same in every state and they did it for like 3 weeks, oh, I was like you. My legs hurt. I was empty. And the towel kept going, enough, that's enough.
All crusty.
Anyway.
Oh, no. I have nothing left to absorb.
There's a podcast up now. There'll be a new one tomorrow. Thanks, DK. Tell DK how much you like having your name on the T-shirt.
That's right.
I do. Thank you.
Yeah, DK, a guy named DK, made us T-shirts with KUPD's logo on them. Let's say hashtag Eric is a dickhead. And then Eric says hashtag I'm a dickhead. Which
I'm
is
down.
Great. These are actually really nice shirts.
Yeah,
nice
thanks, stuff. DK.
Thank you. All right, let's get the heck out of here, shall we? Another Thursday in the books. 1 week from Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Next week, this time's Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. We're done. Larry's next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Thursday, and we will see you right here in the Morning Sickness tomorrow. So long.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.